That's cute. That's neat. Elizabeth Christensen, Christiansen, Elizabeth, 12/31/70. Chief complaints, shortness of breath, complaint, and number one, number two, decreased exercise tolerance, number three, history of some kind of lung mass in the past. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman who comes in today who states that she is a heavy exerciser. She exercises aerobic and anaerobically almost on a daily basis. Yesterday, she wasn't able to do aerobic exercise and caused her concern. She didn't have any chest pain. She had decreased exercise tolerance, not really shortness of breath. She's concerned about 2.5 years ago, she had a mass in her bronchioles that had to be treated at MD Anderson. She doesn't know exactly what it was. And she had a 6-month follow-up, and everything was negative, and she was told she doesn't have to come back. Of course, never had radiation or chemotherapy, period. We got her family history. Her dad died. Nobody knows why, or she doesn't know why. Mom's alive, has a history of asthma and other families have had strokes and heart attacks in the past. Last set of blood tests, next paragraph, was June, which showed a normal cholesterol. Her maintenance exam mammogram up to date, colonoscopy will be ordered today just because she's 50. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has no risk factors, married times 7 years, pregnant times twice. Her husband is a maintenance supervisor at a plant, and she is used to work for Head Start. She's originally from Indiana, then moved to Georgia, then to Texas. Allergy, none. Immunization, no COVID immunization in the past. Surgery, tubal ligation, appendectomy, bronchoscopy, medical problems, asthma, medication, singular. Review of system, decreased exercise tolerance, history of asthma, history of shortness of breath, none at this time, no chest pain, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion, some abdominal discomforts, no nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Has had swelling in the lower extremity off and on. Early perimenopausal symptoms have been present as well. 129 pounds, no significant change, 98%, 98.3, 16, 102, 123 over 84. Heart positive, symptoms of stool, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, extra JVD, skin shows the actual mucosa with allergic logical non-focal. Assessment as far as her decreased exercise tolerance is concerned, she's got a normal echocardiogram, EKG shows non-specific changes, otherwise normal. Next number refer for stress test. Next number patient not having any chest pain or shortness of breath that requires her to go to the emergency room at this time. Next number decreased exercise for now till we get to the bottom of this problem. Next number refer her for a CT of the chest with contrast to rule out any recurrence of this bronchial lesion that she had 2.5 years ago. Next number check blood work. Next number check cholesterol. Next number check TSH, hemoglobin A1C. Next number come back next week. Next number is abdominal ultrasound, shows normal kidney, liver, spleen, and gallbladder. Next number, lower extremity, shows minimal PBD. Next number, clotted up stroke, shows minimal PBD in face of family history of stroke. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits. Next number, TSH will be checked. Next number, shoddy, SHOTTY, lymphadenopathy noted in the neck, otherwise normal. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.